Born Under a Million Shadows by Andrea Busfield. Read by Mark Meadows. Part 1. Chapter 1.
My name is Fawad, and my mother tells me I was born under the shadow of the Taliban. Because she said no more, I imagined her stepping out of the sunshine and into the dark, crouching in a corner to protect the stomach that was hiding me, whilst a man with a stick watched over us, ready to beat me into the world. But then I grew up, and I realized I wasn't the only one born under this shadow. There was my cousin, Jahid, for one, and the girl, Jamila. We all worked the foreigners on Chicken Street together. And there was also my best friend, Spundy. Before I knew him, Spundy's face was eaten by sandflies, giving him the one-year sore that left a mark as big as a fist on his cheek. He didn't care, though, and neither did we. And while the rest of us were at school, he sold Spund to fat Westerners, which is why, even though his name was Abdullah, we called him Spundy. Yes, all of us were born during the time of the Taliban. But I only ever heard my mother talk of them as men making shadows, so I guess if she'd ever learnt to write, she might have been a poet. Instead, and as Allah willed it, she swept the floors of the rich for a handful of afs that she hid in her clothes and guarded through the night. "There are thieves everywhere," she would hiss, an angry whisper that tied the points of her eyebrows together. And of course she was right. I was one of them. At the time, none of us thought of it as stealing. As Jahid explained, because he knew about such things, "It's the moral distribution of wealth." "Sharing money," added Jamila.